Good morning, everyone. Let's continue with Simon Tofnun Beis. We're still in Sif Aleph by Sif Katan Dalid of the Mishnah Brura. What I'd like to do, just to keep the flow and the context of the discussion here, let's just once again read again from the beginning of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. We're in Simon Tofnun Beis, Sif Aleph. Mechaber tells us, Yesh Lizor Lahagil Koidim Shachamishis. The Mechaber is telling us we should be careful to do Hagolas Kelim before the fifth hour of the day of Erev Pesach. Kedesh lo yitztarich ledakdek im hakelim bnei yoyman ilav, oy im yeshishim b'mayim neged kli, shemagal oylav. And then the Mechaber continues to list the different reasons as to why, if we do Hagolas Kelim before the fifth hour of the day, we won't be concerned with a lot of other halachic issues. One is whether the Kli is the Ben Yomo, has been used in the past 24 hours, or whether it is 60 times opposite this Kli. V'chein im magil kelim shibliyosan muetes, im kelim shibliyosan meruba. So too, if a person does Hagolah with kelim, let's say a knife, at the same time with a pot. Now the pot has many more blias of iser as opposed to the knife. B'chein imasha hakelim b'soich lisbo. We're up to now. Hayoyer yois midai, or perhaps a person will leave the kelim in the pot for too long. V'ein imasha, or v'ein imasha oison kolkach, or he does not leave it there enough. Page memhei. Siv cotton dalit in the Mishnah Brura. V'chein imashe v'chulei v'einoi ratzolaymar. The imagil kli iser lahachshiroi. If a person does agolas kelim with a kli iser, in other words, it became treif. You want a kasher now? Oy kli chametz lachas man isuroi, or a chametz deka kli. After this man iser. You have to be medaktek that you do not keep it in the water for too long. We're in Sifkat and Dalar once again. What's the reason for this? Why do you have to be careful? I mean, if you would have asked me before we learn this, is it beneficial to keep it in the water for longer? I would say, of course. You know, the longer it is, it purges more and takes out more blias of Isser. He says, no. Mishum de yesh locho sha'acha gemar plitasoi. Because there's a concern after the boiling water removed the iser or the chametz, yachzor v'yivla, it will now go back and reabsorb. V'gam shaloi lahashoy soyisom klal elo lohitziyoy tekef gam kinei nocha. Now, to put it in for too short of a time is also not good, because we want to make sure it's there long enough for the bleeds to come out. Just an example that popped in my head to share with you what we're discussing here. We want to make sure that when you wash soap and water with our hands, this is a doctor told this to me a few years ago. He mentioned that they took a study, and what people do many times, especially in the medical field, they want to make sure that they wash their hands and that the soap gets all over the hands. Not that they just put the soap on the hand and then you put it in the water and then washes it all off. So I think my children came home from school and said that they're supposed to wash the hands the amount of time it takes to say the ABC. So you go through the ABC while you're washing your first lathering up your hand with soap, then you put your hands in the... Is this correct? The sound, right? Yeah? Sound?
To rub your hands for the kedai...
Row your boat. Okay, the point is that we want it to take effect. So the same concept. That's just a mashal. The nimshal is we want to make sure that this kli is in the boiling water. Now, if it's in there for too long, we just said the problem is that it perhaps will come back in. The iser will come out and go back in. If it's in there for too short, it's like the hands don't get clean. You just drop it in, pull it right out. It wasn't koshered.
So what is the
eitzah?
What is the shear?
Okay. Oh, so it's a good question. The question is, what is the shear for keeping it in the water? And it's really a difficult answer, we'll see. So it continues. Avli magulo yisa, V'gam by that sifkat and gimel there. V'gam shaloi lahashis oisam klal el loitzi take if gamkin ein nochin that tzarich lishois maat. You have to keep this kli you're kashering in the boiling water ad sheyifloit es bliyosoi until it pulls out the iser. V'hu kashel et samsem. It's difficult. It doesn't tell us 10 seconds. Doesn't tell us 45 seconds. It's difficult to really be precise with how much time it has to be in there for. Aval imagiloi som koydim zman isuroi. But if you do the hagala before the zman of iser, ain't sarich letzamsem. Then you don't have to be precise. Why? V'yachol lahashos yois b'mayim. Not why, but and you can keep it more. You can keep it in the water for longer. If you do the Haggadah after the Zman Iser, what does it mean is after the Zman of Iser? When we should not have Chametz in our possession anymore, which is on the fifth hour of Erev Pesach and up until Pesach itself. Or if you want to kasher a treif kli, in this case, you have to be precise. This is what Rav Joel was mentioning yesterday. In this case, specifically, make sure the kli has not been used in the past 24 hours. Or that you should have in the water 60 times opposite the keli. 60 times more water opposite that utensil that you're kashering. The oz gam kain ain kapay the imasho yisom harbet mayim. Then if I have 60 times more water opposite the kli that I'm conjuring, then it doesn't matter how long I keep it in the water for. So let's just review this point here. He's saying like this. Once I have 60 times more, once I conjure it before the fifth hour, I don't have to be concerned of how long I keep it in there for. It's all hetera bala. It's all absorbing heter. Before the fifth hour of the day, there's no Isser Chametz. Now, after the fifth hour of the day, then, since it's difficult to mitzamsem, it's difficult to be precise for how long you really have to keep this kli into the hot water for, therefore, you have to make sure it's a Eina Ben Yomo. What does that help? If it's Eina Ben Yomo, even if the water is pulling out the Isser, and then it's putting back in, it's Eina Ben Yomo. It's not putting back a real Isser. It's not putting back an Isser. Because it's Eina Ben Yomo. What about also if you do it after the fifth hour? You also have to make sure that there's 60 times more water opposite the kli. Yes. Let's continue now with Sifkot and Hay. The Mechaber tells us another concern that if we kasher before the fifth hour, we don't have to be worried about. V'chein kidei shelo yitztarech liyizoher shelo yenuach yenuchu hamayim risichosan. Let's see what this means. Shalayanuchu hamayim ratzolaymar. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat Hey, it's around 4 or 5 lines from the bottom of the page. The cholzman shehem roischin, tridi lemiflot leiboli mimei hagala, uchshenochu mirisichoson boli. Very interesting concept over here. We have to do hagalas kalim when the water is bubbling, not just boiling hot, but literally like when you're boiling water. To make pasta, you want to put the pasta in after it's bubbling, right? So too, the same thing here as well. You want to kasher the kelim when the water is bubbling. Why is that? Because when you put the kli, let's discuss the knives, you put the knife into the boiling pot of water, and the water is bubbling, what it does is busy, now that it's busy, pulling out the isser from the knife, then a rolling boil. Water is bubbling means rolling boil. Oh, rolling boil. Okay, thank you, Rishmuel. Rishmuel, show me a rolling boil. Okay, I had this big sign that came in front of my screen. Hey, put it up there. Thank you. Rolling boil. So we have this rolling boil. Okay, good. It was good to learn more. So what happens is it's only going to pull out the Isser. But it's not going to bring the Isser back into the knife. However, as the Mishnah Berurah concludes over there, he says, Uchshenochu merisichoson, then bali. Then, if the water stops rolling, it stops bubbling, then it pulled out the iser, but also then it could go back in. The iser will go back into the knife. So that's why we want to make sure it's still bubbling. But if this takes place before the fifth hour, so it's all heter, it's all heter. Because this chametz is not iser. Now we're talking about chametz in Pesach. We're not discussing, you know, a whole year round of kashrin. Okay. Let's now see the words of the Ramah. We're back in the top of the page. The Ramah says, Ach rabim cholkim usvir lehu. The ein hagola may elis klum. Im ein hamayim roiskan. Many disagree and hold. The ein hagola may elis klum. Hagola does not help at all. Im ein hamayim roiskan. If the water is not bubbling. Al kain, therefore, turning the page, yesh li zoher afilo koidim zman isuroi. Even before the zman of iser, shlo yanuchu mirisichoson kol zman shemagyo. Therefore, even before this man of Isser, we should be careful to make sure we only kasher with a rolling boil, with bubbling water. Now, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah over here that there's a difficulty in understanding this Ramah, because the Mishnah Berurah will tell us that everyone's really going to hold, you should only kasher with this rolling boil, with the bubbling water. So exactly what is the Ramah, who is he disagreeing with? So it's a bit of a difficulty. Let's see the words of the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Vav on the previous page in the bottom. Ach Ravim Cholkin. Achreinim Hisigo Al HaRamah. The Achreinim take issue with the Ramah. They disagree. The Gam Dasa Mechaber Keinu. Mechaber also agrees. Hagala does not help unless the water is bubbling. Ella, because of the achar zman isuroi, but he writes that after zman iser, also lahashos akelim laachashiyanucha mayim mirisichosin. The mechaber is telling us that after the zman iser, after the fifth hour of the day, then it is forbidden. He uses the word also lahashas kakelim. You cannot put the kelim into this water after the water stopped bubbling. The oz chayuzin boilim mimehagol, because then it goes back to absorb the waters that were being magil, that were kashering this knife. Mashenkein mikoidim, before the fifth hour of the day, ein lachush lezek kevin de etzem hagola hayu beis risichosan. But before, he's just telling us that there's no reason to be concerned with all this because it was all bubbling. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that the way the Ramah is learning the Mechaber, it sounds like the Mechaber is saying that you could kasher without a bubbling process. The Mishnah Berurah says that that's not what the Mechaber has never said that. The Mechaber does not hold of that. If you call up the Mechaber and you ask him, how do you kasher the water, the kelim, he'll tell you it has to be bubbling, it has to be a rolling boil. Okay. Sifkan Zain, im ein hamayim roischin, rotsa loimar, afilu hayatzaledes behem. Even if the water is so hot that it's yatzaledes. Now, yatzaledes is a very hot temperature. Yatzaledes is a point where literally it means the hand will be scalded, will be burned. Right? You recoil the hand because it's so hot. That is not the temperature which we want when we want to kasher the kelim. We want bubbling, we want a higher than that. Kol zman she'ena mayim mailim, turning the page, v'sicho ena maflitin. If the water is not a rolling boil, then it does not take out the iser in the keli. Sifkot n'ches in the Mishnah Berurah, kol zman she'magil, ratzolayma she'hayora ha'gedoy l'shemanichim ba kelim, kol sho lahagil. The big cauldron, the big boiling pot that you're placing the smaller kelim in to do hagola, loy tunuach hamayim mirisichoson, the water should not stop bubbling. Kol hazman shehoylich umagil ba, the whole time that the water that you want to use it to kasher the kelim. The oisay kli sheanich ba acha shenoch hamayim ein oilo hagola, because if you put a kli into this big cauldron of boiling pot of water, and then it stopped bubbling, and then you put it in, it's hagala will not help. That will not work. You're not kosher in the kli.
Depends on the temperature of the thing you put in. If it's frozen, it's good. You could drop the boil, the rolling boil.
You're saying if the
kli is cold, frozen cold, you take it and you put it in the hot thing, it might stop the rolling boil.
Well, I know, so I agree with you, but at the same time, when you put it in, it is bubbling. Rolling. It was rolling, right. So when you put in, now what you should not do, we'll see this later on in the siman, what you should not do, let's say in your example, after it went down and it stopped rolling, you should not put in right away other kalim right away. Because then those kalim went in when it wasn't rolling.
The thing is, even when you roll it though, I mean, the fact is when you put in boiling water...
We are by the brackets now, around four lines down in Sifkar Neches. Im lo yishayasha hakli bo... Now, we were just discussing that a problem will be if you put the kalim in to the water when it's not rolling, when it's not bubbling, then it's not going to kosher the kli. However, if you leave it there long enough until the water starts to roll again, it starts to bubble up, then it kosher the kli. V'hine teva hamayim, the nature of water, how does water work? This is similar to what Rabari just said, that kalim, the kalim that you put in, it cools the temperature of the water. Right, the only time you really have hot kalim is when you take it out of the dishwasher. I mean, unless, I don't know, I've never heard of anybody has a drawer that you have your silverware in that's heated. This I haven't heard yet. Give some time. Al-Kain, therefore, you have to wait with every kli before you put it in, make sure it's bubbling over, bubbling up. You have to make sure you bring this point to the attention of those who are doing the Haggadah process. Because they are lenient with this. They are noyagim b'hem b'zeh kalus, or magilin b'mehirus zeh achar zeh, and they are kashering one kli after another kli after another kli because it's Erev Pesach and there's a time limit and it's chipozin. There's a big rush Erev Pesach. He says, make sure you warn them. That's not the way to do it. Ve'inemidatikim liroyisim ma'ilin risicha, and he says, the Mishnah Berurah says that they're not careful to make sure that it's bubbling up. Now you have over here the Chavetz Chaim, the author of the Mishnah Berurah, is telling us you can be lamed zchus. It's not the same Shmir Salashin, but he's telling us you can be lamed zchus. Okay, how you lamed zchus? He ain't derech lahagil ra kairos v'kapos shemishtam shemalidei iroi. He says normally speaking, what are you kashering? Doesn't mean you don't kasher pots, but normally you're kashering silverware, and the silverware really only needs to be kasha through irui, because that's how it comes in contact, that's how it becomes treif. Therefore, the behem mahani hagola b'mayim shayatz ledes behem levad. That in regards to hagolas kalim of utensils, of spoons and knives, v'chulei, if they only became treifed up, or chamestik up, right, through an irui process, they had to be kosher only up to the temperature of Yatzaledis Boy. So you don't need the water to be bubbling over, bubbling up. Achein, however, Bikderes Nechoshes, with a copper bowl, a pot, Udvorm Shetashmish Naadei Kli Rishoin, and other Kalim that are used through a Kli Rishoin, they're on the flame, Da'afilu B'dieved, Loi Mahani HaGolazu, B'tzorech Lachzul Hagil. Even B'dieved, if you kosher it, when the water is only Yatzaledes Boy, but it's not 212, let's say, it's not bubbling, it does not help. We did not accomplish anything. Ach, le'inyan lesor hamaychol. What about in regards to the food? Let's say it was kashered to a temperature of Yatzaledes Boy. What's the status of the food? Ach, le'inyan lesor hamaychol. In the shtamish boy bepesach, if it was used bepesach, Mistapik, a primogodim is sofik here. Venira deim hu eina ben yoima mi'esh nishtamish boya chametz yesh lo tzad l'hokil. If this kli has not been used in the past 24 hours since chametz was used, and it was kasher through this hagala of only yatzir ledes boy, yesh lo tzad l'hokil, the primer god then comes out that there's room to be lenient with the food itself. Because su ha'achroinim denochen lahamid eitzel hagala ba'al toira ha'boki b'dini hagala. So he's saying that a person, when they do Hagolas Kalim, there's a mashkiach for the food, there's a mashkiach we had by the glazer, making sure that, at least in times of the Mishnah Berurah, he's quoting, that they didn't glaze with the bran. There's a mashkiach here, he says, it should be over the one who's doing Hagolah. Either he himself should know all the halachas well, or if not, there should be a Ben Tayer who knows the halachas well, watching over it. Back on top of the page by the Mechaber, v'shelo yachnis hakelim ad sheyarsichu hamayim v'chein kedei shelo yitztarech lahagil hayoyer hagdoyla shemagilim ba tchilu v'soif. The Mechaber, and they're still on the same page that we're on, the Mechaber tells us that we should not put in, like we just mentioned, we should not put in the kelim that we're kashering until the water is rolling, it's bubbling. V'chein kedei shelo yitztarech lahagil hayoyer hagdoyla, so too, in order that we should not have to kasher the cauldron that we're using to kasher everything else, shemagilim ba tchil v'soif. We'll see what this means, shemagilim ba tchil v'soif. The Mishnah Berurah here is extremely clear, very clear. Sifkat and tes, v'shelo yachnis, r'tzoloimai, the imagil la'achaz man iser. If we do hagola, once again, we have to remind ourselves of the beginning part of the Mechaber. The Mechaber is continuing with his encouragement to make sure that we do hagola before the fifth hour of Erev Pesach. And if we do Hagol before the fifth hour, we won't be concerned, says the Mishmur, the Imagil La'achar Zman Isser, because if we do it after the Zman Isser, Einochel Lahachnis HaKli, Kodem Shiar Sichu HaMayim. It's not appropriate to put the Kli in there, according to what the Mechaber is saying, until the water is rolling. Av She Yisheh B'Soichai Ad Shiar Sichu. He says here, even if, according to the Mechaber, that you would let the water, leave the Kli in there until the water bubbles up again. Mitam shelo yivla oz mi me'agola, because then it's not absorbing the me'agola. She yesh ben plitas hakelim, that has the plita, that which would pulled out. Vav da'achar kach kishyarsuch ha'mayim, even though afterwards the water bubbles up again, yaflit gam bliyazu, it will take out the bliya, the issa that it reabsorbed. Mikomokim lechatchila ein kedai lehoisef bo bliyas chametz. We don't want to add bliyas chametz. Even though there's a way to take out those blios, that iser taste of chametz, if the kli is in the water when the bubbles up again, it's not what we want to do. Mikomokim lechatchila ein kedai lehoisef bo blios chametz. Man she'en kein, however, imagil koydin zman yisurei ein lochosh lezeh. If you do agola before this man iser, there's no reason to be concerned. Let's see one more over here as well. We'll finish with sifkat and yud. V'chein kedei shlo yitztarech lahagil hayoyro hagdoyle shemagilim bo tchila v'soif. What does this mean? It's a loyma. Dim yagil la'achaz man iser. If you do hagola after this man iser. Tzarech lahagil metchila hayoyro shemagil bo kelim. If you do hagola after this man iser, then tzarech lahagil, then you have to do hagola metchila, let's read the words again. Tzarech lahagil metchila hayoyro shemagil bo kelim. Then you first have to do hagola to the cauldron, the first pot, the pot I'm placing everything in that's doing the kashering. That if I'm doing hagola after Zman Isser, I have to kasher that pot first. Then, v'yishpoich me hagola l'chutz, throw out that first batch of water, v'yasich b'mayim acherim, and then fill up the water again. V'yachnis b'soicha es hakelim. Then use it for hagola. Let's explain what we're saying here. We have A, B, and C. A is the pot that is everything is being placed into to do the kasher, everything. B are the kelim, the knives, the smaller pots, and I forgot what C was. But so we'll work with A and B. Okay? Now, A, once again, if I do this hagala process after the fifth hour, I'm going to have to now kasher A, that large cauldron, that large pot. And how do I kasher it? I first fill it up with boiling water. all the way to the top until it even overflows a little, right? Then I throw out that water, I dispose of that water, fill it up again because that water has Isser in it. And then I put B, the kalim that I'm kashering, into that pot. However, let's see further in brackets. Shim lo yagilo mitchila, if I don't kasher this A, the large cauldron first, hari hamayim should be yoyer, the water in this pot, ne'esorin mach masayor, it will become also because of this large pot. So I want a kasher, but all I'm doing is I'm asering. Because it's after the fifth hour. Shein b'mayim shishim kineg kol ayoyra. Because I don't have 60 times more opposite the whole entire cauldron. V'chayzrin hamayim ha'ne'esorin v'oysin ha'kelim ha'niv gloim v'soychoy. And now all of those kelim, the B part, all those kelim and kashering, become asr.
And the issue is we don't do eno ben yomo after the fifth hour either.
Well,
that's the problem.
The problem, it's also not a teira bala. The bigger issue is not a teira bala, right? Eno ben yomo is the same concern also. It would not be a teira, right?
Because on Pesach, or after Zman Isser, we don't follow.
That's correct. That's correct, right. So we want to do it all. He's saying all the problems that would exist, he doesn't get to it before the fifth hour. That is correct. So too, after the Hagolo, if I did not kasher, once again, he's discussing here, if I did not kasher A, that first large pot, then Tzorich Lahagil Sheinis, you have to do Hagolah a second time, Shetafet Me Hagolah, that it will take out the Isser that it absorbed, Haniflo Misoicho, Mashen Kein, Imagal HaKelim, Koinizman HaIsser. If I do Hagolah's Kelim the best way before the fifth hour of the day, Koinizman HaIsser, Ein Tzorich L'Hagol HaYor B'Tchila. You don't have to kasher the pot that you're using. Those who Noisin Tam by Noisin Tam, the Hetera. If I'm kashering the Kelim before the fifth hour of the day in Erev Pesach, do I have to kasher the pot I'm using first? The answer is no. Because it's all heter. V'rak im roitz l'ishtamish b'hayoyer la'achaz manisse tzorech she'agilenu b'soif. Only if I want to kasher after the fifth hour, that's when I have to kasher the pot. We'll stop here. Good night, Shabbos. Thank you.